PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, hello and welcome again to another edition of the program. It's been an interesting week because snow actually started falling, well, obviously not here, but in other areas of the world. In Europe, they had a snowfall. In parts of North America, they had a snowfall. And I always get interested every year when it happens because I really haven't seen snow for a long time except for that one occasion last year when it actually did snow in Taipei. I'm not going to say snow. It was like somebody went outside with a sifter, put some flour inside it, and just started shaking it around. It was a little bit, and then, of course, it just all kind of melted away. So if you are in an area where there is snow falling, congratulations. Better you than me. We're going to begin with a song for all the people with snow right now. It is kind of appropriate. It's Austrian singer Udo Jürgens with a song called Pass the Summer Wine.
War schon dunkel, als ich durch Vorstadtstraßen heimwärts ging. Da war ein Wirtshaus, aus dem das Licht noch auf den Gehsteig schien. Ich hatte Zeit und mir war kalt, drum trat ich ein. Da saßen Männer mit braunen Augen und mit schwarzem Haar. Und aus der Jukebox erklang Musik, die fremd und südlich war. Als man mich sah, stand einer auf und lud mich ein. Griechischer Wein ist so wie das Blut der Erde. Komm, schenk dir ein. Und wenn ich dann traurig werde, liegt es daran, dass ich immer träume von daheim. Du musst verzeihen. Griechischer Wein und die schenk nochmal ein, denn ich fühl die Sehnsucht wieder in dieser Stadt. Werd ich immer nur ein Fremder sein und allein. Und dann erzählten sie mir von grünen Hügeln, Meer und Wind. Alten Häusern und jungen Frauen, die alleine sind, und von dem Kind, das seinen Vater noch nie sah. Sie sagten sich immer wieder, irgendwann geht es zurück. Und das Ersparte genügt zu Hause für ein kleines Glück. Und bald denkt keiner mehr daran, wie es hier war. Griechischer Wein ist so wie das Blut der Erde. Komm, schenk dir ein. Und wenn ich dann traurig werde, liegt es daran, dass ich immer träume von daheim. Du musst verzeihen. Griechischer Wein und die alte wieder in dieser Stadt, werd ich immer nur ein Fremder sein und allein.
Udo Jürgens and Pass the Summer Wine. I think quite appropriate to play for people who are getting snow at this very moment. Many people have different feelings about it. Some enjoy it, some don't enjoy it. As I stated before, actually I do, for one day, maybe two if it's continuing to fall. But there is that one period where after it's all falls, it looks very pretty, especially at night. But then everything turns to this gray, ugly color, especially after the snow removal trucks start clearing away the streets and they put either salt or sand down, and then it looks muddy and gray. So, maybe we can just find a way to make streets, right, that you don't have to use heated streets. Actually, the funny thing about the idea of heated streets, that was something that was tested a number of years ago. There are some places around the world at intersections where, let's say, snow and ice and freezing rain is very common. What they will do at intersections where there's either a street light or a stoplight or a stop sign, is there is the they put these heaters that are under the road. So if freezing rain or ice or snow does form on the top layer, you can actually still stop. Because otherwise you would just sort of zoom all the way through, and of course that would cause accidents. But anyway, on today's program, we're going to be presenting a program in the series Nightfall. Now, if you haven't heard me mention Nightfall before, this was a popular drama series that was on CBC Radio. And they would take not just your ordinary run-of-the-mill dramatic programs, but programs either that had, spooky or ghostly plots to them. Now, this past week, I've been watching a series on Netflix that actually is based on a movie that came out, I don't remember what year, but anyway, the movie was called Frequency, and it's about a fireman, I believe, who is dead, and all of a sudden his daughter can communicate with him in the past through a ham radio set. But anyway, Netflix created a series called Frequency based on that same idea. The only difference, instead of the two main characters being in the fire department, they work for the police department, and they're kind of trying to pool their sources and solve a crime. Back when Nightfall was on CBC Radio, they did a similar kind of dramatic play. It was called A Shortwave Goodbye, and it's about a guy who actually, through his radio, can tell what's going to happen in the future. It's something that we actually have used on the program before a number of years ago, and a number of you had written in at the time asking if the other programs in the series Nightfall are available anywhere. Sadly, not anymore. Now, when Nightfall was on CBC Radio, it used to air, I think, at around 11:30 at night. They eventually released many of the dramatic recordings through CBC Enterprises, where you can actually buy the tapes and LPs. Those, of course, are no longer available. The copies that I have were made on CBC Radio when the program was actually going out. So we're going to present two, not today, one this week and one next week. But first, we'll have some music, and then when I come back, I'll tell you which one we are going to present this week. Here's the Dutch Swing College Band, and Happy Days Are Here Again. The Dutch Swing College Band with Happy Days Are Here Again. Now, before that, I mentioned that we're going to be presenting two programs from the series. Nightfall, that aired on CBC Radio. It was a long-running dramatic series. And it wasn't, like I said, the usual dramas. They were slightly, well, spooky, if I can use actually that word, spooky or haunting or kind of thing. They were actually very interesting. The one we're going to listen to this week is actually one that we have used before. We have used it on the program before, only because a number of you had actually wanted to hear it again. And then next week, we will present another program in that series. So here is CBC Radio's Nightfall with the dramatic play, A Shortwave Goodbye.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we have an especially dyspeptic program for you. It deals with failures in human communication, and its resolution is more than merely irrevocable. The play by George R. Robertson is called A Short Wave Goodbye.
Fantastic. Oh, Harvey Beasley, you're a genius. It's incredible. The pento grid link was the key.
Harvey!
Yeah, I'm up here.
I know where you are. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I'm picking up the most amazing signals, Harriet. That new pento that...
Harvey, I'm going out. I need
you
some money.
You wouldn't believe the signals.
I'm broke.
Listen. This is Antarctica. Hey? It's clear as a bell.
Will you shut that stupid machine off?
This means everything to me and not a damn thing to you. I just can't fathom why you...
Short wave's your problem, Harvey, not mine. Now, once more, I need cab fare.
Wait, listen. Can you hear that? It's the other end of the world.
Shut it off.
Look, this is my big day.
Oh, where's that blasted switch?
I brought in the other end of the world.
And what about this end? Your big discovery going to make any money?
I'm very proud of what I've done, Harriet. You should be, too.
Is there any future in it?
Well, it's taken so long. All scientists, inventors need time
What's
before they...
What's it worth?
Is dinner ready?
I called you 5 times.
Yeah, I guess, didn't hear you.
All you ever hear is your stupid shortwave radio. Other men have hobbies. You have a terminal disease.
Why did you bother to come up here, Harriet?
It's my volunteer night. Sick kids hospital.
Well, I can give you 5, I guess.
The last of the big time spenders.
It's not another new dress.
Well, you can go around looking like welfare if you want, but not me.
How did you pay for it?
Master charge.
Harriet, I can't cover what you've charged already. They threatened to garnish you my salary. I'll be fired.
Fired? Who'd notice?
They'd notice.
You haven't got the ambition of a mole.
Yeah, what do you think my shortwave experiments are all about?
Bringing in Greenland?
Yeah, well, stick around. I might surprise you.
27 years ago, I married a poor bookkeeper with big dreams. Now, what have I got? A poor bookkeeper, period.
Who knows how to live within his means?
Don't get smart with me, Harvey. I could have you thrown out of this house.
You could do...
I talked to a lawyer last week. She told me there'd be no problem.
Oh, damn it, this is my house. It belonged to my father.
Come out of the dark ages, Harvey. I know my rights.
Yes, yeah, so look who's liberated.
And if you don't watch your step, I'll liberate you from half your savings, half your pension, and all of your house. I've spent the best years of my life with you.
Randy, old
I've
sow.
You
do it too, sooner
you.
Or later. Well, this poor bookkeeper has one big dream left. Putting his hands around your throat. If only there was a way to kill you without getting caught.
What are you doing with that hammer?
I've squandered my life
Harriet,
on you.
Harriet, put that down.
You and your damn shortwave disease.
Don't throw it. Harriet! My radio! Do you know how much blood and sweat went into that? No, you selfish slob. It means nothing.
I wish I'd aimed it at your skull.
Harriet, just how dumb do you think I am? Volunteer work at Sick Kids. You're off to meet your retread man of the world again. Big romantic stuff. Sagging matron beds, overweight widower. Well, let's see how much damage you've done. Oh, geez, you've met the new crossover. God knows what else is broken inside. I'll have to start all over. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe if I rotate the crossover.
Acceptance of a new project which Mayor Farnham unveiled
Mayor
today.
Farnham.
Expropriation of the lakefront warehouses will
that
begin
like
later
CKTC.
This month, with construction to start early next year.
Well, how can I be
and
getting local news on
the
show?
Tuesday, June 16th.
The frequency and amplitude are totally incompatible. You can't bend the laws of physics. Something must really be broken. Tuesday? He said Tuesday, the 16th. How can that... He said Tuesday. Harriet! Harriet, what day is it? Harriet, wait. What day is today?
Oh, for God's sake, it's Monday.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Monday the 15th.
Harvey, get your head examined.
It is Monday the 15th. I must be hearing things.
Today, the winner was
Tomorrow's
Jack
Races.
1780.
Is that for a $2 bet? I wish I knew more about racing. It's unbelievable. It's Wednesday, but I'm hearing Thursday. There must be a scientific explanation. Why can't I see it?
Hey, Mark Goldie.
Oh, go away.
You dead in there?
What do you want, Philip?
What kind of welcome is that for a neighbor with an extra ticket for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, no, sorry, I've got a lot of work to do.
You've been up here all week. Never out of this garret.
Look, I'm busy.
How much fun can a guy have listening to the radio?
You'd be surprised.
Even Einstein took a night off.
Einstein?
The Yankees are playing. I made $160 last time they were in town.
Einstein.
All not easier than selling electrical supplies.
The theory of relativity. Einstein said time bends back on itself.
Terrific, Harvey. What do you say?
On another plane, this moment in time has already passed. Without the warp, the future is today. The bend Harriet made in my crossover might precisely counterbalance the bend in the time warp.
Hey, Harvey, I'm talking to you.
Leave me alone, Philip. I have to think.
Well, pardon me.
By sheer accident. But why not? The future is today.
Good night, Philip.
You pot-bellied man of the world.
What's the matter?
Would you mind giving me the number of your bookmaker?
I can't give out his name. What the hell am I doing? Security, you know.
Come on, Philip. What is this?
I can place bets for you, though, Harv.
Well, thanks, but I keep money cards close to my chest.
Yeah, well, I can have the guy call you.
Fine,
but
thanks.
I don't get it, Harvey. You're not a betting man.
I am now, Philip. You bet I am. Now.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office said today, on the local scene, Frank Marcucci, reputed underworld figure, was gunned down late this afternoon outside his Queen Street Tavern. Police say they have no leads.
That's it. That's the chance.
If I know the future, maybe I can change it. Undo what's already happened, or what's about to happen.
Don't call me Harvey. Call me God.
Marcucci, yeah, here. Marcucci's Tavern. He's warned. He should be able to escape. Oh, Lord, the possibilities this opens up for old plod-along Harvey.
All right, what the hell's going on?
Dad, what the hell do you mean, breaking in here?
I'm trying to place a bet with Rooney tonight. You know what he told me? He's cut me off.
Why?
Because you've taken him for $23,000 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's beginner's luck, fella.
$23,000, that's impossible.
Not according to Rooney.
I want to know how you did it. Huh? I mean, come on, Harvey. We're pals, huh?
Look, I've got an important call to make.
But I...
Alone.
Don't turn that radio on. I've got a headache.
I have to hear the news.
Don't you get enough racket on that stupid set upstairs?
A minister's office set today. On the local scene, Frank Marcucci, reputed
underworld
figure...
He was as useless anyway. You can't do anything about it.
Late this afternoon outside
Shut
his
up, Harry.
Tavern. Police say they
I
have
said
no
I have a headache. How dare you tell me to shut up? Isn't
it happened
that, but
anyway?
I have to listen to that stupid radio
Marcucci
upstairs.
Marcucci didn't believe me.
The one on in the kitchen.
Maybe the future can't be changed. Just used as is. I'm glad I'm not important enough to make the news. Well, the first priority is dollars and cents. And then, Harriet, it's your turn.
Don't worry about it, Phil. You're just tired. Now you're working too hard.
Well, no, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, good.
I want to know how he's doing it.
Who? Doing what?
You mean he hasn't told you?
Harvey? All I want to know is how come he quit his job.
You're his wife, for God's sake.
How does he think we're going to survive?
What kind of husband is he, anyway? Not letting you know.
He's not a man. He's a mole.
Damn lucky mole.
Phil, baby, what are you going on about?
Look, if anyone can find out, Harriet, you can, you know.
I haven't the faintest idea what he's doing or how he's doing
it. Now listen, if we play our cards right... You and I will have a very rich future.
Wonderful, Phil. But right now, we've got some unfinished business.
And on the Toronto Stock Exchange, Can North Petroleum led all gainers today as news of a Beaufort Sea discovery sparked an 11-point rise.
Can North Pete. Ah, yeah. 27 7/8. So, 1,000 shares would be... Yes?
I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh?
Earl Grey. Your favorite.
Yeah, thank you, but I don't really...
Well, we've been fighting so much lately. I've said some awful things I didn't mean.
I don't see
I'm
how...
I'm trying to make up, Harvey.
Why?
Because there are no chocolate cookies to go with the tea.
Harriet, what is this tea ceremony all about?
We're both still pretty young, Harvey. Maybe we could start all over. I could give up Sick Children's Hospital, if you know what I mean. Maybe we could take a trip.
A trip? On master charge?
It's not too late for us, Harvey.
You mean this poor bookkeeper's getting respectable?
Harvey, don't make me feel even worse.
I'm awfully sorry, Harriet.
We've got to think of the future.
Oh, I spend a lot of time thinking about the future, Harriet. Mine and yours.
wanted to kill him, making me grovel like a...
Maybe that's the only way.
What do you mean?
Would you miss him?
You're not planning to...
It's the only crack I'll ever have at that kind of money.
But, Phil, that's crazy.
He's not going to cheat me out of it.
Phil, I'm still his wife.
And we won't be worth a red cent till you're his widow.
There must be a perfect way, a foolproof way to get rid of you. I can't just take the money and run, Harriet. You'd still be entitled to half. Besides, skipping out wouldn't be playing the game, would it? Maybe I can find something just right for the two of you. What if I readjust the setting?
22.
Being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Tragedy of a different sort. Tragedy with a ray of hope occurred last night in suburban Brentwood when Harvey John Beasley was...
God. Me. How? When? What day am I hearing? Come on, damn it. Cross over back.
And that's the news for Wednesday, September 19th.
Tomorrow.
Stay tuned now for more music on...
God, I don't want to die. Maybe I changed the setting. Maybe it wasn't tomorrow. Yeah, I changed the setting. Yeah, it could be 20 years from now. There's no way to tell. How do I protect myself? From a death with no date. Well, I made it home anyway. Should be safe here. To the cabinet. If I touched that set, I'd have been fried. But what could short it out like that? No, it's not possible. Unless someone... Of course, Philip. He'd know how. The two of them are after my money. But I did it. I changed the future. I'm still alive. Though you won't be much longer, Harriet. The game for keeps begins in earnest.
And here is the evening news.
Are you out of your mind coming here in broad daylight?
I had to tell someone. Living with him since we tried to... I can't stand
okay,
it.
Okay, take it easy. Why were you going to a paint store of all places?
For Harvey. He insisted. Just so thankful I was late.
What do you mean late? To pick up a can of paint?
He said the owner was expecting me at 4:30 sharp.
Which is when the store went up in flames, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this grimy little chase, the next move is mine.
That's twice you've missed me. Though the electrical trick got closer than that tripwire with the two steps taken out of the cellar stairs. Come on, let's get professional, Harriet. Still... I haven't cheated the Grim Reaper. Death with no date. What if you two should get lucky? It's possible, isn't it? I think I'd like to leave a monument of some kind. Of course. A monument to the future. I should have the number here. Oh, Harriet, I know you'll appreciate this. That is, if you're still around.
Sick Children's Hospital.
I'd like to speak to the administrator, please.
Phil, let's stop and think about this.
We can't stop now. He knows we did it.
And he knows we'll try again. He'll be waiting.
Well, it's him or us. Take your pick.
Phil.
Yeah?
You won't... You won't leave me after it's over.
Oh, I won't leave you.
You sure?
Word of honor.
Oh, Phil, that makes me feel so much better.
Better or worse, we're a pair. No, a trio. You and me. And Harvey's money.
Running out. Plots are bound to get brutal.
A spokesman for the UN confirmed today that UNICEF and the World Health Organization will coordinate relief efforts.
No date.
Tragedy struck on Lake Ontario today when a small excursion boat belonging to Southern Boat Tours exploded about 5 miles from Toronto Harbor. There were no survivors.
No
explanation for the blast has been given. And
that's
names
perfect.
Of the dead are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Tragedy of a different sort. Tragedy with a ray of hope occurred last night.
All went down. All of them.
Southern Boat Tours.
Oh, yes, I'd like to reserve 3 seats on tomorrow's Lake Ontario cruise. The name is Harvey Beasley.
Where are you going?
I have to pick something up.
At this hour?
Yeah, you'll never guess, Harriet. Our luck is changing.
What?
I finally won something.
No kidding.
Yeah, I bought a travel draw and won some tickets for the lake excursion tomorrow.
Lake excursion?
Well, you always wanted to take that cruise, so...
Harvey, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
I don't have time.
I can't go on like this. I want to start over.
Harriet, I've got less than an hour.
We've got some security now and some money for the future.
Oh? Well, how do you know that?
All that matters is...
That we catch that boat tomorrow.
We do need more time together.
Invite Philip.
Philip?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, tell him it's about a juicy business proposition. One he can really sink himself into.
All right, Harvey. That's the way you want it. We'll go on your little cruise. But you won't be coming back. Still can't believe it.
It's all over but the shouting.
He's gone, Phil. He's actually dead.
That's damn nice of him, too, saving us the trouble.
If only we'd get our hands on the money.
Don't worry, it has to turn up.
What a great feeling. No more worries.
I'm just afraid I'll never find out his secret.
Seems he took it with him.
But he must have been tapped into the future, huh?
If he had been, he wouldn't have run in front of that car. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been so eager to go on that boat cruise. Hey, hold it. Why was he so anxious for me to go along? On a boat that was going to blow up.
Oh, don't talk about it.
And what about the paint store fire?
Stop it. Nobody can see into the future.
You saw his stock portfolio up in the attic. He bought into everything at exactly the right time.
And now it's all mine. After all these years, the mole finally paid off.
All ours, you mean, huh?
Oh, yeah. You want a sandwich?
No, I want to hear what's happening in this very rich world of ours.
No reason for the blast has been given, and the names of the dead are
Shut
being withheld
thing off.
Pending notification.
Radios
of
remind me of Harvey.
Tragedy of Radio. A different sort. Tragedy with a ray of hope occurred last night in suburban Brentwood when Harvey John Beasley was struck and killed by a
car. Well, at least he made the news.
In front of his house. This morning, Donald Anderson, administrator of Sick Children's Hospital, announced that Mr. Beasley had bequeathed his entire estate of $348,000 to equip a new operating room in what will be now known as the Harvey Beasley Wing.
What? Dirty, black, miserable mole!
$348,000!
It's all gone! He left me nothing! Nothing! You're all I've got!
Yeah, now, wait a second, Harriet.
Oh, yes, you did leave me something, Harvey. Up in your attic!
Harriet! What are you... The radio! Harriet, wait!
Damn shortwave disease!
Wait, Harriet, the radio's got to be the answer.
Let go of me!
Give me that hammer!
Get away from me!
She's going crazy.
Let me have that radio.
That's
Harvey's cancer. That shortwave.
Harriet,
that radio
Harriet,
warped him.
So give the United Way.
Disease out of you, Harvey.
And now. Here is the news for Thursday, September 20th.
Did you hear that?
I'll never hear this bloody radio again. No future. He gave away my future.
That announcer. He said Thursday, the 20th. That's tomorrow.
Harvey, disease robbed me of my future.
That was it?
There's no future.
That was future. It, you fat, stupid bitch.
No future.
Because there's no future. God's sake, lying on the floor. No Look at it, in pieces.
He stole my future. No future. He stole my future.
Just heard A Shortwave Goodbye by George R. Robertson. Featured tonight were Arch McDonnell as Harvey, Maxine Miller as Harriet, and Bud Knapp as Philip, with John Stocker as the newscaster, and Elva Mae Hoover played the receptionists. Our recording engineers are Ray Falsick and John Jessup, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. Our story editor is Earl Toppings, with the production assistance of Mina Callahan. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here's a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week's Nightfall features a new adaptation of a story that has always had a special place in my heart.
Whenever his pale blue eye fell on me, my blood ran cold. And so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever. It was an evil eye, but Weatherby was very kind to me. No one had been this kind. It was too much to bear. You fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing. But you should have seen how wisely I proceeded, with what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation I went to work.
Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart, adapted for radio by Len Peterson and starring Richard Monette. Next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.
A Shortwave Goodbye, presented by CBC Radio's Nightfall. Next week, we will bring you another program in that series. Now, those who our international listeners and remember listening to Radio Canada International back in the 1980s and 90s might remember when RCI actually aired that program. Those who are familiar or were familiar with Radio Canada International's programming at the time will know that they also aired programs from the domestic service of the CBC, like World at Six, and As It Happens, the Royal Canadian Air Force, and others. And they also aired that program as well. So yes, okay, next week we'll have another one in the series. Okay, time now for more music. We're going to listen to And the Band Played On by Vic Schoen and his orchestra. And the band played on Vic Schoen and his orchestra. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. And this, of course, is the last show for the month of November. Amazing. Actually, we're clear near the end of the year. Next month, I will be announcing the holiday specials that we have coming up here on Happy Station and also for PCJ Radio International with a number of special programs that are outside of our normal schedule. So I will tell you about those next week. Some of them are going to be rather fun. That's the only thing I will tell you right now. And also some... no, I'm not going to say anything right now. Better not. I'll spoil the surprise, as they would say. We're going to end today with ABBA and The Visitors. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Patient. This is PCJ Radio International. This is PCJ Radio International. This is PCJ Radio International. This is PCJ Radio International.